This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Paddy plantation in Madhya province severely affected due to weak monsoon. Experts warn of decline in rice production. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma inspects drought-hit areas in Madhya province. Foreign Affairs Ministry updates on timely evacuation during Israel-Iran conflict. And border clashes between Thailand and Cambodia escalate. Bangkok warns of war risk. Now the news in detail. Paddy plantation in Madhya province has been severely affected due to insufficient rainfall this monsoon. With only 47% of paddy plantation completed so far, compared to over 80% during the same period last year, the federal government has declared the province a disaster-prone area for 3 months. Experts have warned of a potential 15 to 20% drop in rice production if adequate rainfall does not occur by the first week of August. Dr. Sarwat Chowdhury, spokesperson for the Madhya's Agriculture Ministry, said lack of rain has dried up seeds and damaged planted crops. Meteorologists attribute the poor rainfall to weakened monsoon winds, with only 34.9% of the expected monsoon precipitation recorded so far. About 51% of paddy fields in Madhya rely solely on rainfall. Despite having irrigation infrastructure for half of its arable land, only a third of it is irrigated year-round. The Agriculture Department has initiated field surveys to assess the damage and recommend measures. Last year, Madhya produced 1.48 million metric tons of rice, amounting for a 10.7% increase over the previous year. Meanwhile, the Prime Minister has inspected the drought-affected regions of Madhya province during his visit to Mahottari and Bara districts today. He observed the impact of the ongoing drought on agriculture and livelihoods in the region. The Prime Minister is visiting Mahottari and Bara to attend various official programs. The Prime Minister has inaugurated Biggi River Bridge in Matihani Municipality 8. He is also scheduled to inaugurate the newly constructed maternity hospital in Ward No. 6 and address a public gathering in Mahottari. Likewise, the Prime Minister will inaugurate the Ratukhola Bridge at Rosa along the Janakpur-Kurta-Samsi Road section. In Bara, the Prime Minister will inaugurate the newly constructed administrative building of Parvanipur Rural Municipality and address a separate gathering. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs has released an update regarding the recent Israel-Iran conflict, which erupted on the 13th of June and concluded with a ceasefire on the 23rd of June. With stability slowly returning to the region, the government of Nepal in the statement said it has been actively managing the safety of its citizens abroad. The ministry issued travel advisories and collected emergency contacts to safeguard Nepali nationals, maintain in close coordination with the Nepali embassy in Doha and the honorary consulate in Tehran during the conflict. In a remarkable effort, Nepal, with support from India, evacuated 9 Nepali citizens in 3 batches via Indian flights. We have now safely returned home through land routes from India. The ministry added that 5 Nepali citizens detained in an Iranian prison were released following a court order and arrived back in Kathmandu yesterday. A meeting of the House of Representatives is now being held at the Federal Parliament Building. In today's session, Minister for Education, Science and Technology, Raghuji Pant, is scheduled to table a proposal for consideration on the Tilganga Eye Institute Bill, which originated in the National Assembly. The bill was registered in the National Assembly on the 18th of June last year and passed on the 17th of March this year. The bill aims to establish and operate a university as a center of excellence in eye health education, teaching and research. Speaker Devaraj Ghimire has met with President Ramchandra Podhal at Sital Nivas today. According to the Presidential Secretariat, Speaker Ghimire briefed President Podhal on Nepal's planned participation in the World Conference of Speakers of Parliament, scheduled to take place in Geneva from the 29th to 31st of July. Speaker Ghimire is set to depart for Geneva on the 27th of July to attend the conference. The Murila border point between Nepal and China will open for trade for the 10th to 29th of August, following an agreement with officials from China. According to Sefoksundar Rural Municipality Vice Chair Pema Wang Chengurung, 2,200 residents of Upper Dulpa have received passes to cross the border for trade. Security personnel from Nepal Police and Armed Police Force will be deployed at the border during the period. The border opens once a year, allowing locals to purchase daily goods, clothing and machinery at lower prices than in Nepal, where transportation costs remain high due to the region's remote terrain. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Fighting between Thai and Cambodian troops over a long disputed border area has entered its second day, with Thailand warning that the conflict could move towards war. According to the BBC, at least 16 people have been killed so far, while tens of thousands have been displaced and moved to evacuation centers on both sides of the border. The violence, which began on Thursday, marks a serious escalation in a territorial dispute that dates back more than a century. Observers say the conflict is being fueled by a deep-rooted and fractured relationship between the royal dynasties of the two Southeast Asian nations. The United States, China, Australia, and the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, have urged all both sides to end the hostilities. Despite growing calls for dialogue, Thailand's foreign ministry has rejected any third-party mediation. This includes an early offer by Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim, the current ASEAN chair, to facilitate peace talks between the two countries. French President Emmanuel Macron has announced that France will formally recognize a Palestinian state in September, becoming the first G7 nation to do so. According to the BBC, Palestinian officials welcomed the move, while Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called it a reward for terror, and U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio labeled it reckless. Meanwhile, the humanitarian crisis in Gaza is worsening, with the UN's Refugee Agency warning of collapse in aid systems and rising deaths from starvation. Talks for a Gaza ceasefire stalled on Thursday after the US and Israel pulled out of negotiations in Qatar, accusing Hamas of not acting in good faith. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Bagmati, Gundaki and Lumini provinces, along with the hilly region of the rest of the provinces and at a few places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of isolated heavy rainfall at one or two places in the hilly region of Bagmati and Gundaki provinces. According to the division, the influence of monsoon wind is now getting weak across the country. It added that the monsoon low pressure line is located near the average position. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Paddy plantation in Madhya Pradesh province severely affected due to weak monsoon. Experts warn of decline in rice production. Prime Minister KP Sharma links fixed drought hit areas in Madhya Pradesh province. Foreign Affairs Ministry updates on timely evacuation during Israel-Iran conflict. And border clashes between Thailand and Cambodia escalate. Bangkok warns of war risk. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.